Welcome to this relaxation. It's time to relax your mind. It's time to allow any negative thoughts or emotions to fade away. This is your time. Time to let your imagination run free. Time to allow your body to relax and to heal. Time to lift your spirit, to make it strengthen and shine. For the next few moments, I'm going to guide you on a journey. I'm going to ask you to imagine some things. And I want you to make these thoughts, these images, be as real as possible. The more real you can make them, the more relaxed, the more enjoyable this journey will be. But don't worry. Don't worry if you can't imagine all I'm asking you to on the first attempt. You can simply listen again and enjoy the journey even more the next time around. So, let's begin. Allow your mind to imagine yourself comfortably relaxing at home. Allow yourself to imagine comfortably relaxing at home now. You're sitting down on the most comfortable sofa you can ever imagine. And as you sit there in your home, imagine that you close your eyes down. Close your eyes down. And as you close those eyes, a feeling of relaxation spreads through your body. And as you continue to sit on this really comfortable sofa, something feels different. So you open those eyes. You take a look around and you notice immediately that you've moved into a different room in your house. As your eyes open and you begin to focus again, you realize that you're now sitting in a sunroom. A brand new sunroom has been added onto your house as an extension. When did this happen? Who did this? I think your family's done it for you. So take a good look around this sunroom. Notice how well it's been decorated. Every little detail has been designed to be perfect, just for you. I'll give you a few moments to have a look around your new sunroom, to imagine everything that you'll be able to see. Now as you sit there in your brand new sunroom, with the morning sunlight beginning to shine through those large windows, bringing with it a lovely warmth to your face and body, you happen to glance down by your side. And down there on the sofa beside you is a photo album. A very beautifully crafted photo album with an ornate pattern on the cover. So you reach down and you pick up this album. You sit it on your lap and you open up the first page and you're instantly greeted by pictures of yourself as a child. There may be pictures of the house you grew up in. Pictures of you happily playing. There may be pictures of your parents. There are pictures of other family members too. Lots of lovely images. Lovely images that bring the happiest thoughts, the happiest feelings, and those happy memories straight into your mind. You turn page after page and begin to see pictures of your own family, your sons, your daughters, pictures of them all as children. Look, there's Barry and Michaela. Turning the page, there's a picture of Rona. There's a picture with Tony. And look, there's young Michael. All of those happy children. They're all grown up now. All grown up with families spreading all the way around the world. From America, all the way over to Australia. You remember the smiles on these children's faces, as if those pictures were taken just yesterday. And of course, there are some pictures of your husband, Ennius. You turn another page, smiling. And you're greeted by lots of smiling faces looking back at you. Pictures of the children at St. Patrick's Primary School, all smiling for their Nana B. So many smiles. So many good memories. So many great feelings and thoughts filling your mind and body right now. So you smile. You relax back into this comfortable sofa once again. Closing those eyes down and allowing your mind to dream. And your dreaming mind can now take you on a wonderful adventure. Outside, into nature. Now you can imagine yourself standing in a lush green meadow. It is early spring, and there's a promise in the air of warmer times to come, as winter has packed away her heavy grey coat. And the air is fresh, with the smell of newly mown grass. Those frolicking lambs with little black faces, thin white bodies, in a field a little further away. They remind you somehow of times when you used to play without a care in the world. Some of those newer born lambs are snuggling up to their mothers. Others are feeding, sleeping contently. You look up to the sky, noticing the patterns made by the clouds, puffy and white, various shapes, but still with plenty of blue showing through. And the breeze in the air, it's a comfortable one. For although you're not too well wrapped up, you feel warm. And you also bask in the contentment shared by those little lambs. Spring is a time of new beginnings. And you're aware that this opportunity also applies to you. For there are changes to be made in your life. You can now feel ready to to embrace these changes, whatever they may be. Ready to welcome a brand new world. The tradition of spring cleaning doesn't just apply to houses. There might be areas of your life that you're ready to tidy up. Things you'd like to sort out. Perhaps some negative thoughts. Perhaps even some doubts about yourself. Those little worries that you once entertained, but that now seem to have no consequence. Because you're in the frame of mind to tackle anything that you need to sort out. The once bare hedgerows that border those meadows, they're now showing signs of life with new buds that are still tightly curled but will soon open up in the light of the sun. As the birds search parts of the bracken below for materials to build their nests. You walk slowly through the meadow, following a meandering path, enjoying the spring flowers and watching the insects at work. And the sky suddenly darkens, and a momentary light shower sprinkles all the plants. Tiny drops of glistening rain hanging from the leaves and the petals, they sparkle and glimmer. But you were wise. You sheltered beneath a tree. And as quick as it came, the light shower stops. The rain clouds move on. And once again the sun shines through, creating a beautiful cascading rainbow that ends on the far side of the meadow which you're heading for. You think of that pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. Of course, this is the stuff of childhood tales, but the magic of such a thought, it's still there. And again you find your mind wandering back to happy times. Happy times that you shared when you were young, innocent, when the world was still new to you. Remembering some of those pictures in that photo album, once again as you smile. And stirring from your daydream, you continue to walk along the path. After a while, you arrive at a stile. And you easily climb over that stile. Or perhaps you squeeze through if it's easier for you. Isn't this where that rainbow ended? But instead of the rainbow, you find yourself now in a lovely summer garden, abundant with bright flowers. The delicate aroma of velvety roses reaches your nostrils. Just breathe in that wonderful smell. Enjoy it. You're not in a hurry. Indeed, you have all the time in the world. Bees and butterflies flutter from flower to flower, pollinating the flowers. Little grasshoppers spring out of the grass and onto leaves. And there's a bench in this garden, so you decide to walk over to it to rest your legs for a short while. As you look around at the beauty of nature surrounding you, the sun feels warm on your back, so you remove an item of clothing just to take advantage of its warming effect. This garden is an abundance of colour. There are purples, oranges, shades of red, scarlet and crimson. paler pinks, blues and yellows, all surrounded by green. And the sun dances on each flower in turn. You notice a pagoda that's made of beautifully carved wood, with climbing grape vines intertwining with jasmine and honeysuckle. And beyond that pagoda lies a large pond, with an attractive rockery built all around. This is summer, and summer makes you feel really happy. Feeling really happy deep down inside now, in this amazing garden. And you know that you can feel happy again whenever you remember this lovely, relaxing place. After a short rest, you rise up from the bench. You walk over to that pond, passing the pagoda on the way, admiring all those carvings. The water in this pond is so clear that you can see each tiny fish darting here and there amongst those pebbles and stones, and all the water plant life. Large white and pink lilies float lazily on the surface, and a curious frog perches on one of the flowers, looking around with large darting eyes before eventually hopping onto another lily, and then over past the bulrushes, disappearing into the flowers on the surrounding rockery. Look, there's a bird table at the side of this pond, with an array of garden birds taking it in turn to bathe, before flying down to the pond to shake off all the water from the wings. Further on, you can see an arch, and through that archway, there's a weeping willow, decorated with colourful lights that flash on and off. But though shaded somewhat, you could only really appreciate these lights on a dark summer's night. Summertime is magical. A feeling swells up in your heart. Now is the time to really enjoy life and this wonderful world that you live in. And you're determined that you will live your life to the full, every day in every way. At the end of this garden, there's a small wall. So you climb over the wall to now find yourself in an enchanted forest. It's now autumn, and the ground is a carpet of red and yellow gold. Crisp leaves with edges curled over to reveal horse chestnuts beneath. You walk steadily, carefully, over the broken twigs and boughs, enjoying the smell of pine, the sight of gnarled, twisted oaks that have been standing for thousands of years. Small woodland flowers peep up through the leaves, as though they're taking a long look around before preparing for their winter sleep. Squirrels, red and grey, darting up the trees so quickly that you soon lose track until noticing another movement high up in the boughs. Even rabbits have come out of their burrows to smell the musty autumn air with their twitching noses and pricked up ears. One of them stands on its hind legs, watching curiously as a small grey squirrel darts back down the tree and scurries off deeper into the woodlands, as though taking part in some race. You love the autumn. Somehow there's a feeling of satisfaction at having prepared yourself during the spring, enjoyed yourself during the summer, knowing that these cycles will go on forever. And further into the woods, there's a clearing. A clearing with a choice of four paths to take. And a wooden bench invites you to rest as you make up your mind. You sit your weary self down, becoming just a little tired now, ready for a rest. And although the temperature has cooled, it's not yet too cold. The breeze on your skin feels welcome and refreshing. You can hear that breeze whistling through the trees, along with one or two birds that have yet to fly off to a warmer climate. And you marvel at how they have a sign language all of their own. These leaves are falling fast and thick now. And as you look, you see the trees shedding their final clothes before standing majestically in all their naked glory. The sky turns grey. The wind gets slightly stronger. Those branches begin to sway and bend as you feel the chill of winter beginning to descend. Snow clouds loom in the sky. And you're now glad to find yourself somehow nicely, well wrapped up within a warm winter coat, fur-lined boots perhaps, a woolly hat, gloves, and a warm scarf. The first flakes of winter begin to fall. Snow quickly begins to settle on the ground, and the trees slowly transformed into a white winter scene. You are out of the forest now, and looking into the distance, you see children throwing snowballs, building igloos and snowmen, maybe even sledging on the soft white snow. Over there in the distance, you see a puppy venturing carefully, never having seen snow before, wondering what on earth all of this white stuff is, before quickly losing any fear and jumping and running all around. Winter is a great time. When the nights become shorter, you're happy to snuggle down in a chair with your favourite book, perhaps watching a film or a soap or whatever you enjoy. And as though your thoughts led you to where you are now, you open your eyes to find yourself back here in your cozy sunroom, sitting on your comfortable sofa, feeling so warm and comfortable. It's been a long day, and you thoroughly enjoyed your walk through the seasons of time. And you snuggle even deeper into your sofa now, feeling ever so calm, ever so tired. And as you rest those sleepy eyes, you remember that spring is once again around the corner. And that spark of joy and contentment ignites deep within you once again. allowing those lovely thoughts to flow through your mind now. I'll now leave quietly. I'll leave you just for a while. You can allow your mind to wander wherever it wants to, knowing that there are many, many smiling, loving faces of friends, of family, just out there. There's a whole world out there waiting for you to enjoy. And you will.